Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
She's back. Yes, that's our theme tune. I do love that. Play a little bit more of it, hang on. Get by yourself, and I don't know who. We have a little dance every time that comes on just before us. But yeah, I'm going to turn that off now. Bye, Michael.
I was just saying, it's almost Michael Bublé season, isn't it?
It is. Not quite yet. I know you're getting excited. It's not December yet. We've still got a little bit of
time. He's on the telly.
Is he already on the telly?
Yeah,
How does he look now? Because he's one of your boys, isn't he?
Yeah. We age well.
Canadians age well. Okay. I'll take you at your word on that.
I don't know.
Michelle. Right. So if you've tuned in for the first time, it's Michelle Spencer, our own Drive's own guru, well-being coach, midlife coach. Do a bit of everything, all rounder. That's what we call her, an all rounder.
I'm wearing my guru beads today, actually.
You are, aren't
and
you?
I brought you a gift. Oh, so here, you're going to have to reach. My arms aren't long enough.
Hold on. Oh my god, that's the most
it's falling out of the packaging.
That's the most stretching I've done in over a week since she's been
here. Fortnight.
Oh, hang on a minute. I'm going to take a picture of this as well so you can actually see. I'll put it on the. I don't know why I whisper when I've got. I'm very excited. Hang on a minute. What have we got? Oh. Hang on. I want that. So basically, it's a lovely stripy little kind of like the little purses that you used to buy in the old days with a little tiny bit of string on it. So it's not even as big as the palm of your hand. And I can't open it. I'm scared to break it. But I'm opening it and there's a little bead in it. Oh my goodness. It's like a bead.
Yes, it is.
It's a bead.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. It's we're going to do a little bit of
meditation.
I might
break it. I've got it on.
No. It's on elastic. It's fine.
Oh,
it's fine.
It's lovely. I'm going to take a picture. Carry on. I'm busy. Michelle, as
your wrists are not that big. You're so funny. You act like you're like got Jabba the Hutt wrists or something like that.
I've taken a picture and I'll put them on socials later.
So
okay,
we're going to talk a little bit about malas today. Malas, malas.
Right, okay.
They're spelled M-A-L-A and in Sanskrit it translates to garland.
Okay.
But they're beads that help us meditate, basically. Oh. A type of meditation called Japa meditation. I'm wearing a long one that you wear around your neck. Obviously, it's a necklace. Mine has 108 beads on it, and yours has 27.
Oh, is that a significant then?
There is a significance in the numbers.
See, I'm learning, aren't I?
Yeah, so mine is 108 beads. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to explain it a bit. So at the very bottom, we call this the guru bead.
Right.
That's your favorite word. And we use the beads to help us meditate. So we're going to do a little bit of a practice today. Okay. Mine's 108. Yours is 27.
27, right.
Quick math. What's the...
I forgot how many you got. How many did you say?
108 and you have 27. It's timesing. So mine is 4 times longer than yours. There you go. Anyway, so we're only going to do a little bit today. But the idea is that if you are doing, it's a type of meditation you can do. And I always think there's loads of different meditations. You pick what works for you the best.
Right.
We've talked different ones. We've talked a bit about mantras in the past as well, where we were doing the sa, ta, na, ma one,
love
right?
That.
Where we
still use that. Brilliant one.
Good. So if you like that, you're going to love this.
Oh, okay.
So that's the idea. You choose a mantra and you can choose anything you want. You can choose something in Sanskrit if you want. So I always like to use swaha, which translates to let it be. But you can also use an affirmation. So for example, if you've got, say, a job interview coming up or something coming up and you're lacking in confidence, you just say your affirmation. You would just repeat to yourself, I am confident.
All right,
and then you move on to the next bead. You pinch it and say, I am confident. And so for this necklace, we'd go around 108 times.
Wow.
So it takes about 20 minutes to do 108.
Yeah.
Yours is only 27, so it takes a quarter of the time. But you can do as long as or as short as you want. If you really get into it, eventually you can do your bracelet four times.
Or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, however many times you want. And so you'll notice on yours you have a tassel as well.
Yeah. So little orange tassel.
Yeah, so on yours, that's where you'll start and end.
Ah, makes sense, yeah. Right? Because otherwise I'll lose count.
Exactly.
Yeah,
totally. So you have a start and end point.
Because you want to focus on the words that you're saying rather than how many times you're counting
exactly.
it, right? So yeah. No, I'm loving that.
So really basic. You can do this at home with anything, really. And it's funny, I never even thought about the connection with, like, if you had rosary beads, or, you know, people have rosary beads.
Yeah, sure.
And they do, this is the same concept, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you have to pray or anything like that, but like I said, it's just you pinching the bead between the pointer finger and the thumb. Mm. You say your affirmation, take a deep breath, move on. And nice and slow, though. So it slows down the mind. It's hard at first to kind of get into it, but then eventually you do find that your brain completely slows down, your mind slows down, and you do calm down. Mm. And like I said, when it comes to the mantras, you can pick whatever you want. It could be, I am enough, I am confident, I am strong, or you could later on pick something in Sanskrit if you choose.
Yeah. So because I'm trying to lose weight and I've been really bad eating stuff as well. So I could even do that from a different thing to just say, I don't need this. I'm okay. I don't need to eat this. I'm okay. And it's just like helping to focus on something like that.
Absolutely.
So you could use it for that as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually one of my focuses. My focus this month in yoga is willpower.
Ah. Oh. I really didn't know.
Go on then. Yeah. That's why I was like, oh, actually, yeah. We're on the same wavelength. Yeah. So
for once.
Know, yeah. And that's it. So you can use it for willpower and reminders and stuff. And it's just having that something extra to focus on.
Brilliant.
And if you're driving or you don't have anything to hold, you can, again, just touch the fingers every time you do a mantra.
But. So it's the finger that's next to your thumb, really, the pointer finger.
Yeah, pointer
just
finger.
Just those two, just putting them together. Yeah. And it's just, because it really does. Because once you put pressure there, you can actually feel it, can't you?
That's it.
There's like the sensations there as well. Then you're putting thought into it as well. And it does actually make sense, doesn't
it,
really?
It's very tactile in that
sense. Yeah, I'm loving that. And then, as you say, it's really simple. So where can we get these beads from? Because it looks like a normal kind of round bead thing doesn't have to be this particular one.
No, so beads come in different colors. So I know you've just taken a few photos. So when people look, they'll see that mine are purple and I've got little aquamarine ones.
Yeah, lovely.
And the colors mean different things. Mm-hmm. You've got wooden ones. Mm. You can get different kinds. So I always think choose what resonates with you or what calls to you, which sounds a little bit of hoodoo voodoo.
No.
But I always end up with purple. So even my mala beads on my wrists are purple. And purple means intuition. You're connected. I'm always called to purple.
Me too.
And
so my wedding colors were purple.
See, look at that. I tell you.
That's creativity as well,
it
purple.
It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So as a musician, I used to have a purple carpet. I've still got it. I'll be honest. I've still got a carpet with it. I've got too much information away. There you go. You should be a counselor. Carry on.
Yours, so like brown and wooden ones are more natural ones, mean to help you ground down. So again, to be more centered, feel more support.
Yeah.
But so different colors mean different things. And they have different kind of gemstones attached to them. So you can go, I know there's a market sometimes at the Bay Tree Center on Saturday mornings. I think there's some there with the gems that she does them. I'm not sure who it is.
Yeah.
You can find them on Etsy. And I always think also read up on the person to make sure they're legit.
Yeah.
So I was saying to someone yesterday that I don't necessarily like just going into like, say, a high street shop and picking out beads that mine are genuine gemstones and stuff. So going into a gemstone shop or I know we have a few around here in Brentwood and in Hornchurch.
Those
kind of shops.
Billy Ricky as well.
That's it. To find one there kind of thing. And usually I know there's another gemstone show coming up in this month, I think, actually, in Brentwood or Billericay as well.
Oh, you'll have to tell us about that one.
But they're really good. But I mean, you can use anything, and you can find these bracelets usually at the markets and stuff as well. But
and you can wear them all the time as well, then.
Yeah,
you don't just have to have one. You can have many if you like.
And I mean, sorry, I'm thinking about a Halloween costume joke. But I mean, it is good in the sense that if you do get nervous or stressed or anxious, then you have something to hand. You can stop and calm yourself and just, repeat your mantra over, take some time out of your day. And
it's a great gift for someone as well, isn't it?
So
like Christmas coming up, but not quite yet. I'm not playing any Buble for you yet, Michelle.
Aww.
But thank you for that.
I really appreciate
that one. It's been a brilliant one. Hang on, you've not had one of these for a while. I round of applause there for Michelle.
Thank you.
I asked you for a request. You didn't really have one today, so what did we go for in the end?
I can't remember.
What did I've got it lined up, obviously. I've got to press the button so I know. Michelle, thanks so much. Cyndi Lauper, girls just want to have fun. It's the brain fog, I'm sure.
It is.